WBBM, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Jet Joyce. Good morning, everyone. Wherever you are, I hope you're just as happy as we are around the old turntables and the microphone of WBBM, the CBS affiliate here in the city of Chicago, where we're enjoying delightful weather. Temperatures are going up to about 70 degrees today, which is sort of a respite from the rather cold and raw days that we've been having in the Middle West. But regardless of weather, of course, the important thing is your health and your happiness, and I hope you've got oodles of both. We are particularly pleased today and happy about this show because we're going to be able to present to you the great Hoosier philosophy, one of the philosophers, one of the real funny men of television and radio, Mr. Herb Schreiner. You'll be hearing from Herb in just a moment or so, but let's listen to first some marching music by Russ Morgan and the orchestra, The Dog-Faced Soldier.
I'd rather be a dog-faced soldier like I am. I wouldn't trade my old donkeys for all the Navy's dungarees, for I'm to walk and try to hunt the Sam. On all the posters that I read, it says the Army will send. So tearing me down to build me over again. I'm just a dog-faced soldier with a rifle on the shoulder, and I'm ready for whatever comes my way. So feed me ammunition, keep me in my own division. Your dog-faced soldier, boys,
a real brittle new thing done by Russ Morgan in the orchestra, the Morgan Heirs, and featuring some movie music from the Audie Murphy picture. I think it's called Hell and Back or something like that, but it's a story about the infantry boys. And for those of you who are mothers of boys who served in the United States Army, in particular in that particular branch of the Army, the infantry, this was the song, of course, that referred to your boys, the dog-faced soldier, the kids who did so very, very much to keep this world free for the heritage that we all so rightly deserve. You know, every so often during these morning hours when we can get together and play records and talk to these famous stars of the show world, I like to interrupt just ever so briefly in a reminder that you try healthful, refreshing, and delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You know, it's a real treat that satisfies because it's pure and light and wholesome. Never spoils the appetite. And you know, a lot of people chew it when they want a tasty treat to avoid rich food or drinks. So why don't you add it to your shopping list today, Mother? And then when you shop a little bit later, you remember to pick up a few packs, will you, of healthful, delicious, and always delightfully good Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I know that you and all the family will like it. Well, let's turn on our tape recorder now and get a brief conversation that we had with Mr. Herb Schreiner, one of the great stars of television and radio, a gentleman that you know, of course, as the great philosopher from the fine Hoosier State of Indiana. Here's Herb. Herb, you do such a wonderfully convincing job of selling the people the great state, the Hoosier State of Indiana. I sometimes question whether or not your style is drawn from fact or fiction. Are you really a Hoosier?
Yes, I am, and it is part fact and part fiction. It's, you know, when I was a kid, I was soaking up a lot of ideas that I didn't know I were registering on my subconscious. You know, I used to see the general store and the,
yes,
the guy at the firehouse. He used to hang out in front wearing a complete outfit that he didn't belong to the fire department at all, you know, the kind of guy.
Yeah.
all these characters, a fellow that used to sell busted cookies, you know, and so I filed all these people in my subconscious, and those are the characters that I remember now, and I talk about.
Yes. Well, actually, it's completely impossible for a viewer to look at you on your Great Saturday Night Show and guess which ones are true characters and which one you've just drawn from your imagination.
Well, a lot of them are true. It's a funny thing how I've been keeping a little record lately of jokes that I've told that have come true. I just had one the other day. I'll give you quickly some of them. I had once a joke about a fella who was playing the organ and on Sunday in church, and little by little the folks noticed that the tunes kept getting simpler, you know. He was playing big tunes, and he got down to playing one-finger melodies, and it turned out he was selling the pipes for lead, you know. And I had a clipping out of a paper that a fella actually had been arrested or something for taking an organ out of a church. And I had another joke once about one of my best ones is a clipping just came in. Most interesting to me, I had a joke about this new product, something like tint hair. It's for men, it's getting bald, and they don't want anybody to know it. It's called tint head. And by gosh, a product came out called tint head, and I got a clipping to prove it. You paint it on your head in a little bare spot. And then I had a little joke about these foreign cars. There's so many of them on the roads now, they must be making them in this country. And by gosh, Volkswagen has started making them in this country.
Yes, that's right.
They bought a factory over here.
Well, maybe
so
you're
kind of scared to say anything.
You're probably the new Nostradamus of television.
I don't know about that.
It rather amazed me, Herb, because I didn't know that you had this other hidden talent, this great facet of work on the harmonica. Is this obviously a serious approach now to music that you're making? Did you originally start it as a seriousness in music, or was it a gag?
Well, no, I started out around home as a harmonica player, and I was playing the harmonica as soon as I was old enough to defend myself, you know, against the audience, you know. And I was serious about it, and I still am. And in fact, this record that we brought up to talk about is the harmonica orchestra that I planned about 20 years ago. I never could make it come off.
Well, of course, you got off on this other kick, which is pure comedy,
jokes,
and it's pretty difficult for you to get back into perhaps one
back into music,
facet that you could have done. I noticed that on the in the store windows and the music shops all over Chicago, you're getting a great play on this new harmonica. You're not the manufacturer of this. Somebody makes it for you.
Someone makes them for us, and the best harmonica manufacturer in the world, the Hohner Company, makes them for us.
Oh, yes.
And they made them to my designs. And
Herb Schreiner's Hoosier Boy Harmonica. Now, with this harmonica, the buyer also gets this book. Is that it, on how to play the harmonica?
Yeah, that was the thing that kind of bugged me for years, is that there was no harmonica instruction book that a kid could understand. It was all very technical-looking and scared you off, you know,
yes.
So this one is kind of a comic book, and you can see in pictures real quick what to do.
And, of course, you've got mass distribution all over the country, so that
they'll,
our listeners all over will be able to get this.
Sears Roebuck will have them in every city in the country and other stores, too, shortly after. And it's kind of fun to see the kids today getting interested in the harmonica, because for a long time I noticed the kids didn't bother with the harmonica. It was kind of forgotten. The ukulele came in for a while, and it got popular, but the harmonica should come back. It's a lot of fun. It's cheap.
It's an American institution.
Yeah, it's really American music.
When did you make this deal with Columbia Records, Herb, and who was it that first came to you and solicited your talents for the harmonica work?
Well, my friend Milton DeLug, who is the orchestra conductor on Two for the Money, and he's quite a composer, as you probably know, with his Sailor Boy number and those tunes, and Orange Colored Sky, he came to me and said, "Why don't you make some records?" And I said, "Well, what would I record? And barnyard noises or what?" He said, "No, do the harmonica and then sing." He said, "I'll write you a song." So he wrote a very nice song, which is going to be in this album. It's called The Optimist and the Pessimist, and it's kind of funny and something. And then we got another one called What Part of Indiana, which was written by Perry Bodkin. You know Perry, I guess, from his banjo records.
Yes.
So in the album, which is called On Stage, we've got one monologue I used to do in the Army called just Army Days. It's all my Army jokes that I dragged back from overseas. And then there's two songs and two harmonica solos and then two of the harmonica orchestra.
Well, I think that you show a great flair for bringing to the American people the sort of music that they like. And if we may interrupt then for ever so slightly, I'd like to put up on the turntable this great new Columbia record that you made, Herb. That was the interview that we had with Herb Schreiner on our tape recorder. And before we go any farther and play that record, which is a fine one, it's just one of a great number that he's made now on this album, and we had a hard time deciding which to play. I want to acknowledge that he's one of the real sweet guys in this business that we've had a chance to meet and call a friend. And I should also like to say a kind word about his wife, Pixie, who is a little doll, and that's exactly what she is, a little Pixie. So to Mr. and Mrs. Herb Schreiner, I think we ought to dedicate this particular version of a great old Western song that Herb did on the harmonica that I know that you're going to like. It's called Tumbling Tumbleweeds. That's Herb Schreiner with just one selection, which is, by the way, out as a single, Tumbling Tumbleweeds and the Talk of the Town, a new Columbia record. And then this fine album that I know all the record industry is going to look forward to having, because Herb's contribution to the world of television, show business generally, has been a great one indeed. So to Herb Schreiner, good luck on a very fine record, and thanks, Herb, for stopping into the studios of CBS here in Chicago. Well, it about runs us out of time. You know, of course, that we're here every day at your favorite CBS dial setting, and we're here by courtesy of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I hope that one of these days, real soon, if you want to find yourself delightfully refreshed with about as wholesome a product as you can possibly buy, then you'll want some Wrigley Spearmint. So the next time you go into a drug counter, grocery store, wherever you happen to be shopping where they have good products, they'll have Wrigley Spearmint. Will you get a box? And remember, too, now, Halloween is not far off, a week from this weekend, and for tricks and treats, the kids will really go for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You try it, Mother. The whole family will like it just as much as you and me. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time. Until then, this is Howard Miller, as always, saying thanks an awful lot for being a part of our little family in the morning. We'll see you tomorrow, 24 hours hence. Goodbye for now from Chicago.
Just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Bob Stewart from Alan Dick's Restaurant in New York. This is the CBS Radio Network.